beauty, vibe, and other touchy-feely things. Aesthetics matter. Beautiful things work better. One of the best things about freelance teaching is that I'm able to choose aesthetically pleasing environments in which to do it. I typically meet my private, face-to-face students in local coffee shops. These shops get the beautiful things work better thing. They have a warm, inviting, cozy environment. The air is saturated with the smell of roasted coffee. Pleasant music, classical, opera, world, resonates. There are large windows, ideal for people watching. Likewise, I have a comfortable environment when teaching online, my apartment. I open a big window to let in the light and air, kick back, and enjoy myself. The most frustrating thing about the educational culture of ugliness is that it is so unnecessary. Beautiful things don't cost more. In fact, funky, fabulous furniture can be bought from thrift stores for a fraction of the cost of the sterile stuff favored by most schools. Most cities have an art design school or two. Why not hire a couple of students to beautify the school? I keep asking these questions, but I think I already know the answer. The culture of ugly, after all, is not an isolated problem. It's just a small component of the school-as-factory mentality. This mentality goes very deep into the core of traditional education. It's a mentality that values control, standardization, numbers, detailed syllabi, tests, grades, authority, and obedience. However nice the individual teachers and administrators are, they all become infected with the factory virus. Students, too, become infected. This virus is very difficult to cure. The safest and most effective cure is quarantine, that is, removal from the school environment. Though it takes time, learners who leave school and embark on self-directed study do recover. They recover their curiosity. They recover their enthusiasm. They recover their motivation, energy, and passion. Teachers who leave often recover as well. They recover their humanity. They recover their joy. They recover their passion and enthusiasm. They recover a sense of purpose and a love of learning. The power of environment and aesthetics goes well beyond a few touchy-feely vibes. The environment has a massive impact on our expectations, our beliefs, and our attitudes. A learner in a school environment behaves much differently than a learner in a coffee shop. Perhaps the simplest solution to the myriad evils of traditional schools is simply this: leave them.